Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A Minnesota canine unit is assisting in the search and recovery efforts following the deadly flooding in central Texas. Governor Tim Walz sent the Minnesota Task Force 1 canine unit, which is one of the state's two urban search and rescue teams. They can assist with structural collapse, heavy rescue, wider area search, trench rescue, and advanced medical care. The flooding in Texas has claimed at least 120 lives, and more than 170 people are still missing. The burglary trial of State Senator Nicole Mitchell gets underway today in Becker County. The Woodbury Democrat is charged with first-degree burglary and possession of burglary tools for an April 2024 break-in at her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes. Jury selection begins this morning. Mitchell pleaded not guilty and said she was there to get some of her late father's property and that his widow suffers from Alzheimer's disease. State lawmakers are praising some hurdles cleared when it comes to stopping fraud in Minnesota, but House Fraud and Prevention Committee Chair Kristen Robbins says their work is not over.
We got the fraud fiscal notes to be implemented. We have strengthened whistleblower statutes. We created a crime for kickbacks at the state level. So we got a lot done, but there's much more work to be done. And so that's why the Fraud Committee will continue to meet during the interim.
Lawmakers failed to pass a bill that would have created a state office of inspector general. The American Lung Association is cheering the Minneapolis City Council for voting to raise the minimum price of e-cigarettes to $25. Minnesota spokeswoman Pat McCone.
What's behind it is actually the epidemic that we have with youth vaping and the experience we have in the past from commercial tobacco is raising the price as a real incentive for people to quit.
She says far too many middle schoolers are using e-cigs. A new arena is one of the top priorities of new Minnesota Timberwolves and Lynx owners Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry. Rodriguez says the team's arena is an anchor to the community.
And back in the day, you could probably say it was a vanity. It was a nice little treat to have. Today is a necessity. If you want to compete at the level we want to compete year in and year out, a new arena is what our fans deserve. We're in the very, very early stages. We've done a great deal of work over the last 3 years.
A-Rod says a new arena in Minneapolis for Wolves fans would be absolutely awesome. Target Center is 35 years old. And the Twins lost the series finale to the Pirates 2-1 Sunday at Target Field. Closer Johan Duran gave up the go-ahead run on a groundout in the top of the ninth inning. Twins starting pitcher Simeon Woods Richardson allowed one run over 4 2/3 innings. Byron Buxton hit an RBI double in the third inning for Minnesota's lone run. This is MNN.